Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Welcome to the Open Letter Series, Season 2. Hi guys, welcome back to this podcast. It's a rainy day here in Baguio. It's been raining for 3 days, so if you can hear the rain as my background sound, I apologize, but I have to deal with what I have, and it's raining very hard. So my apologies if you can hear that as a background sound. Someone actually emailed me if I can do a semantic analysis of Barbie Girl. If you remember the song Barbie Girl by Aqua 1997. So they asked me if I can do a semantic analysis of this song. So a quick background, my background is actually language and literature, so I would like to unleash the literature and language side of me. So since music is poetry in motion, or poetry with a beat, it would be nice to give this song some meaning. So there were some lines that were disturbing, we'll be going to that lines. I'll give you a quick example. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair and dress me everywhere. So let's try to hear it, meaning a few lines from the song before we go to its meaning. When you hear these words, it represents women in a very plastic world. Not only in a very plastic world, it would mean manipulation and, of course, a men-driven world where men can undress you everywhere. Also, Barbie using semantics would mean a world where Barbie lives. You can actually look into Barbie in many sides. Barbie is a doll that you can play with or manipulate with. A doll is something that is controlled. Also, a doll is something that is seen as perfect, dressed with perfect clothes, perfect size, and perfect hair. A life's creation that is very symbolic. So when you go further to the lyrics of the song, it would say, dress me up. Make it tight. I'm your dolly. Kiss me here. Touch me there. Hanky panky. You can touch. You can play. If you say, I'm always yours. So untying it as a linguist makes me think, is this what girls are for? You can touch. You can play. I'm your dolly. In a deeper sense, from a linguist point of view, it is as if women are possessions that men can own. I guess a Barbie is somehow a man's ideal girl, correct me if I'm wrong, a girl they can manipulate, control, and possess. Make me walk, make me talk, do whatever you please is pure manipulation. Yes, it is just a song, but it speaks volumes. It uses metaphoric language. Even the line, I'm a Barbie girl, could be a simile. I'm like a Barbie girl. What is a Barbie? What is a Barbie doll? A Barbie doll means no freedom, plastic. In a positive light, it means beauty and elegance. And the central role of a doll is to be played with. And whoever plays or owns this doll is godlike, because whoever owns the doll controls it. A Barbie doll can also be used or seen as a sex symbol. Although Barbies are normally played by young girls, this song gears to the sexual side of playing dolls with the lines, you can touch, you can play. Quote unquote, Barbie girl. Barbie girl and Barbie world. What does Barbie world mean? Barbie world may mean a world, the world that the imagination created a world where Barbies are, where Barbies are manipulated, where Barbies are controlled, where Barbies are possessed. So a quick side note, is this how we want our world to be? A world, although created, that is controlled. Where one can address you anywhere, brush your hair, and kiss you everywhere. This is how shallow our world is. This is how shallow men or even some women can be. We would go for the ideal size, figure, and face. So superficial, magnifying on physical beauty. All this is brought by social constructs, definitely. A girl has to be perfect with a perfect face and figure. Beauty is more than all of this. Women is more than this. A Barbie that wants to be manipulated, controlled, and undressed everywhere. Beauty and women combined in a deeper sense goes beyond all this. Ideally, beauty and women should mean strength, power, freedom, and most of all, reality. A woman not in a Barbie world should have all of this. The ones I've mentioned, strength, power, freedom, and all of this. A woman should not be a Barbie. Yes, this is a song that objectifies women in all forms. Let me repeat. Yes, this is a song that objectifies women in all forms. Most especially the lines, undress me everywhere. We are all Barbies living in a Barbie world. Let me repeat that line. We are all Barbies living in a Barbie world. Why did I say this? Because somehow, in a deeper sense, we are all somehow Barbies. Undress me everywhere may also mean in a connotative way undressing who we are not. Because in a sense, we are all somehow plastics that needs to be undressed. Yes, this song should be fun and should give a certain vibe, but this song does not. Sit back, go comprehend the meaning, go comprehend the lyrics. Barbies are unrealistic. They are plastic. Because reality is women would come in many sizes, many forms, and many kinds of beauty. Women are more than sex symbols that men can objectify. Women are free-flowing, most of all, of value, and not Barbie girls.